Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Agape Word by Prayer and Living Ministry. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina on October 17, 2021. We welcome you at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We praise God. We thank God. We welcome each and every person that would call in to be ministered to be for the hear the word of God, to hear what the Lord is saying tonight. We thank the Lord tonight just for being here tonight. We thank the Lord for still being in the land of the living, in our right mind, because we could be gone, but he give us another opportunity, another chance to give him praise, glory, and honor, and to serve him. And we serve him by serving others. So we thank, praise God tonight for each and every person that may call in. We just give God the glory. We give God the praise. We give God all honor. And we just praise him. We thank and praise God for each and every person. We pray the blessing of God be upon each person. I just thank and praise God as I stand tonight and proxy for each and every person that will call in. And the things that they've got before the Lord are laying on the altar. I'm really standing with you because I'm standing for myself also. I decided to see a manifestation of the promises and things of God in my life. But I know this, that he is the only way, and I cannot let go of his hand no matter what, because there's no one else I can trust like I trust the Lord. And I admonish each and every person the same thing. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And as we pray today for the world, we pray for our country, we pray for all those in the White House, we pray for the House of Representatives, we pray for the hallelujah, for each and every person right now, the Republican, the Democrat, we pray for the senator. We just pray for people on a local level. We pray for the people in the hospital and nursing home. And God, I just pray for wisdom and decision for people, Lord God, that seek you for wisdom and decision about things, about their life, Father, and what's going on, Father, tonight, Lord God. I just pray, Father, for each and every person. I pray, Father God, that you would give them the wisdom to make whatever decision that you would have them make for their life, God. So some got decision. They don't know which way to go. A life and death decision, whatever the decision by Lord God, about maybe not having a place to stay, or might not have food to eat, or whether they should either buy food or whether they should do something else with it. But God, I ask you to make a way out of no way right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to supply, because you, Father, in the name of you, you own a cattle on a thousand hills, the silver and gold is yours. Father God, everything that we all have is yours, Father. We are added to God and joined added to Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, and Lord God, what is yours is our. Father God, let us realize who we are in you, who you are in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you can and will supply and meet the needs of each and every person. But we should not be selfish. We should pray, Father, for you to also meet the needs of other people, not just people of our family, God, but whomever, wherever, however, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank and praise that we pray, Lord God, for the arms, service, Father God. We pray for each and every, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, the Marines. We pray for all of them and their family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Police Department, Sheriff's Department. We pray, Lord God, for the Highway Patrol. We pray, God, for all those people, God. I pray tonight, Lord God, for especially for people bereaving, for their family, Lord God, a family dying for whatever reason, Father God, in the name. So many people are dying, God, from all ages. Only you know. You know why all of this is happening, God. But I lift up the family to you, Father God, right now. Lift their burdens in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray against this COVID. Spirit, we pray against the fear and intimidation, God. We break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm just praying tonight, Father God, that Lord God, that I know you're moving, you're always moving, Father. I'm praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, that Lord God, that those of us who wait in faith that really need desperation for you to move, God, I'm asking you, Lord, to have mercy, Lord God, and move, Father God, on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in so many situations where it seems to be impossible, but what probably knows you, nothing is impossible. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you for your love. And God, I just pray for children and children home. I pray for those children that have been abused, God, whether it's sexual, whether it's physical, Lord God, mentally, God, emotionally. I ask you, Lord God, to send forth your anointing, God, to destroy the yoke in their life. Father God, we spare, ask you to send the angels, God, to spare their lives, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, this same deliver, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we just pray, God, like I say, even for the little children that getting this COVID thing and dying, God, oh, Lord God, have mercy upon them right now in the name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus, we also pray for people in other countries, God. We pray for them. I'm praying for a revival, Father, for your supernatural power to fall down and hit, Lord God, this world in the name of Jesus, and call people to come to a place of repentance, Father God, even including me, Father, in the name of Jesus. This is just not for other people. I pray for them right now, God. I pray for the school system and all those kids, God, in this country, other country, God, wherever they are. I pray for you, for their protection, Father, in the name of Jesus, not only just with the kindergartens and first grade all the way up, Father God, even to college age, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to station your angels on the campus, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we come against the satanic attack that the enemy would even put in somebody's crazy mind, God, to go and do shooting or whatever they're going to do. We ask you, Lord God, to let the angels stand boldly in front of them. Lord God, they'll see him, and whatever they intend to do, they will not be able to do it right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just want to pray tonight. There are some adults in school, Father God, they're having problem learning, they're having problem passing, God. And I just ask you to give them a supernatural move, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And let them remember when they come through, it was you and you only that brought them through, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we come against everything that will come out to hinder them, to stop them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for your mighty power right now to move in every way. We pray for this ministry. We pray, Father God, that you will bless it, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will supply the needs for it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak of special prayer for Ayanna, Father God. Lord, continue to lift her up, Father God. Continue to encourage her, Father God. And Lord, I think I know, God, that you're going to do everything that you promised her she's going to do, Father God. But it's the waiting, Father God, even with me waiting with her, Father. Help us, Lord God, to strengthen us, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God. Lord, we thank and praise you, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that supply people with food, God, water, God, whatever they need, Father. Those who may not have no money, God, and somebody have excess money, let them learn to share, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in order to make a way for those who don't have a way to go get what they need or have it come to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight. And Lord, I just pray for every church that is called out of hell for your name, that obeying you, God. I pray for your supernatural power, Father, to strengthen those pastors, to strengthen the people that are working with them, Father, that they would obey you and do your will, Father, tonight. I pray for that right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I also pray and pray against the one that, Lord God, that Satan has built up. Tear his kingdom down in the name of Jesus, brick by brick, mortar by mortar. Lord, even put a spiritual dynamite up on it and blow it apart, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for people that's in physical prison, emotional prison, Lord God, and natural, wherever it is, we pray, God, that you set them free to serve you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, because, Lord, I know that you got a calling, you, and they got a soul to be saved right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for those who are standing with me and really praying with me, God, for your divine purpose to be done in my life. I stand with them tonight, Father. Lord, God, that you, God, was supernatural, Father, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need that they have, Father, in every area of their life. Keep their family protected, Lord God. Keep them covered in the blood of Jesus, Father God. Help them to continue to walk in righteousness, God, in the name of Jesus, because you promised us in your word, Father God, that, Lord God, you are a sun and a shield. You show mercy and you show grace, Lord God. You say you withhold no good thing from those that walk upright. So I pray for them tonight, God. I ask you to help them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to walk in righteousness. Help us all, Father God, and help me most of all, that I will continue to strive to walk in your word, to walk in righteousness, God, that I will strive to teach your people and give your people whatever you would have me give. Lord, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that for signs and wonders begin to follow even more, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I thank you, Father God, for opportunity for you to desire to want to use me, Father God, in spite of what I have to deal with and go through in order to continue to do what you would have me to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you tonight. I praise you tonight, God. I'm just praying, Father, for people wherever, all over the place, God, those that may be traveling tonight, God. I pray for their safety, especially those, Lord God, who's going about doing your will. And, Lord God, even if the enemy is trying to use other God, I come against that. I break his power right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for all their thought, the people on the local level, God, in every state, every county, every city, every corner, wherever they are, Father, I pray, God, that they get righteous judgment, Father. I pray, Father God, for those that don't know you, Father, that they would learn to know you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for your mercy, for being merciful to us. I thank you, Father, for meeting every need, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for how you have blessed and kept us, God, in spite of, even, Father God, when we have not obeyed you, you still remain faithful to us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, your mercy and your will, God, for our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, tonight, even for enemies, God, I pray for them that, Lord God, that you will save and deliver them, Father, in the name of Jesus, for your purpose and your will, right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, Lord, you're so merciful. You're so loving. Lord God, you're so kind to us, Father. We don't deserve it, but because of your love and your mercy, then you are, God. We praise you. We glorify your name right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you tonight. Oh, we love you tonight, God. We praise you tonight, God. Lord, just continue to lift us up, God. Continue, God, to keep us, Lord God, with a prayer on our heart, God. Keep us praising you. Keep us thanking you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, God, against the shooting in the schools, God. We pray against any kind of attack of the enemy, God, not only in the school, but against the country, God, against churches, God. Wherever it is, God, we ask you, Lord God, not to raise up your anger, because you already raised us. Lord, we ask you to send forth your warring angels to war on their behalf, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, a lot of us got some prayer answers that need to be prayed. We ask, we need instruction, we need direction, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father, give us wisdom, give us instruction and direction on what the next step to move, what the next step to make, what we should do, God. And a lot of us are standing in, possibly want you to show us places or God, that we need to move or to go. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for opening up that door in the name of Jesus. In the name, give us, Lord God, you said in your word, if any man need wisdom, you said ask of you. You give to him liberally and upbraid us not. So, Lord, we're asking you right now, and I'm asking you, I'm standing in proxy, not only just for myself, I'm standing in proxy for others, Father, that you would give us direction, you give us wisdom, give us instruction, whatever the finest we need of the people that we need or whatever we need right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I ask you whatever door that you don't want to open, Father God, for us, that's for us to walk in, Father, I ask you right now to close the door. Father, let us only walk in the door that you would have us to walk in, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, we praise you for your love and your mercy and your goodness and your kindness, God. Oh, we praise your holy name tonight, God. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask, Father, we ask you whatever you ask in your name of Son Jesus, you said it shall be done. So we decree and declare that this prayer been heard and is answered. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. So as I say again, I'm going to read this scripture to maybe someone come on, then I'm going to go to the word. 1 Timothy 6:11 says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, fight the good fight of faith. lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I gave thee charge in the sight of God, who quickened all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep the commandment without spots, unrebukable, until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his time he shall show all who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only has immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen, nor can see, to whom he honors and power everlasting. Amen. Show them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us riches of all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good work, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, impart one to another, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling, opposition of signs, falsely so-called, which some professors have erred concerning the faith, be with thee. Amen. So we thank God for the reading of his word, and we thank God and praise him for all that he's doing and what he's going to do. We're going to also read 1 Timothy 5, chapter, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the young men as brethren, the other women as mothers, the young ones as sisters with all purity. Honor widows that are widowed indeed, but if any widow have children or nephew, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parent, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow indeed, and justly trusted in God, and continues in supplication and prayer night and day, but she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And these things give in charge that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, especially those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Let not a widow be taken into mammals under threescore years old, having been the wife of one man. Whoever reported off of good work, if she had brought up children, if she had lodged strangers, if she had washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she have given his father every good word. But the younger widow refused not when they have begun to wax wanting against Christ. They were married, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And withal they learned to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but towering of other busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I would therefore that the younger women married, bear children, guide the house, give more occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. But some have already turned aside after Salem. If any man or woman that be leavers have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged that it may relieve them without widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. I would expect those who labor in word and doctrine. For the scriptures say, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth the corn, and the labor is the worth of his reward. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that same rebuke before all of that, others may fear. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observest these things without preferring one above another, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sin. Keep thyself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for the summer's sake, and then also infirmity. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before the judge, and some men they follow after. Likewise, also the good work of some are manifest before, and they are otherwise cannot be held. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just thank and praise God, because this word is true all by his self. And we're going to continue to read. The scriptures say, 1 Timothy, 1st verse of Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord, as I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some, but they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables, and in this genealogy, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. Now the end of the commandment of charity, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience, and of a faith unfeigned, from which some having swerved have turned aside unto vain jangling, random talking, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man uses it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men steal, for lies, for prejudice, person, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which God, of the gospel of God, which was committed unto my trust. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God for that word. We thank and praise him. We're going to read the second chapter of Timothy. First, with Paul and the apostle Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved brother, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve for my forefather with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembered of thee in my prayer night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of my tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfinishing faith that is in thee. Lord, send thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that I stir up the gift of God which is in thee by putting on of my hands. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, but and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus, nor of his prisoner, but of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel, according to the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank and praise God to say, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our work, but according to his own purpose and grace, which are given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest or revealed by the appearance of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death, has brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel. Wherefore, I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, which is, this is Paul talking to Timothy. Tim's about that. He said, for thee which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound word which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ, which is in Christ Jesus. I was reading some of the scripture before the someone came on, because that was not what the Lord was going to have me go to. I hope I can find it again. But I just want to encourage those that did choose to come on tonight to hear. But the thing I really, the Lord is really, you know, what teaching me about. Okay, we're going to talk about it. Let me see if I can find it right quick. That it's a time really to get serious with your relationship with the Lord. It's really time to get serious, because First of all, there's a lot of things going on in the house. And if we don't get stable in our walk, in our relationship, we'll be amongst the one that the Bible tells me the last days is going to faint. But the scriptures that I had planned on going to tonight was 1 Timothy 6th chapter. I'm going to read down for then I'm going to start teaching. Read down to about the third verse, from the first to third verse, and I'm going to start teaching that. He said, let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters. The master means your teacher or leaders, worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And basically it's saying that whenever we obey the scripture say and get in arm and we're doing this, that the teaching that we teach be evil speaking of. That's what blaspheming means. And they that have believing masters or that teacher or that leaderhood, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful. And faithful is the same thing as believing. And beloved, partakers of the benefit of these things, teach and exhort. We have to really teach the word of God, the true word of God, the word, you know, not to try to sugarcoat it or whatever it is, but the real true word of God. We have to really teach what it is, not our opinion, not our what we think or whatever it is, because people need the truth now, because the truth is what's going to only have you standing. But the third verse is because it's talking about health and teaching. If any man teach otherwise, and constant, not the wholesome word, like what Lord had me just reading up here above, about with the servant, as under yoke, count their own master, worthy of all honor. And he basically said, that is what you call healthy teaching. Said, this person that does not do that, this is what scripture say about him. He said, he is proud. He's knowing nothing, but doting, means what he's doing. He's hankering after, you know, he's going after, that's what he is. About questions and strife of words. Wherefore cometh envy, strife, railing, even surmise. So basically what he's saying is if individual like that, everything that God's word said, he questioned it. You know, and basically the Bible letting us know those persons, first of all, he's saying they are proud and they know nothing. And they're really looking for what they're doing. They're calling envy, they're calling strife and railing and even surmise whenever people do that. So one thing I tell people, when you become kingdom-minded, and really and living in the kingdom rather than religion, the Spirit of God will give you what you need at the time you need it. Sometimes it's just like with a little child, a baby. When a baby's little and the mother trying to feed the baby's not able to eat what it wants to eat. And the mother try to feed them. And if they're big enough, they'll try to grab the spoon. So that's the way it is, you know, with people in the kingdom of God. Spiritually, they can't handle a whole lot even though they want it. But the Holy Spirit would give out to them exactly what they need at the time they need it. And when it's time for them to need more, after they take that word and apply it to their life and grow, then he will give them more. He will give them more, but he will keep the hunger there. But a lot of times he's not ready. So what they do is, in a lot of churches, really, they hold up the teaching or whatever it is, they hold up with asking questions and getting off into a whole lot of other things, which the Holy Spirit is not in that at all. But the Bible says, perverse dispute, and this is what they do. This perverse dispute, meaning they're meddling, or men's a corrupt mind. He said they got a corrupt mind. And destitute of the truth. They do not have the truth. There are truths and there is God's truth. All other truth is false. It may be a reality. It may be a fact. But the truth will set you free. If whatever you know, whatever you do, that have not set you free, you're still in bondage, then you don't have truth. You don't have truth. We don't have truth. I won't have truth. If I'm still in bondage, I'm still struggling to grow. I'm still struggling with what's going on. And I know if I knew a lot, then I don't have the truth. And this is why I'm trying to make people understand in the body of Christ, a lot of people, they're not preaching God's truth. Well, that's why you got a lot of church people still in bondage. In bondage by who Jesus is, in bondage by what they should do or shouldn't do. And that tells you when you go over scripture, they're not free, even though they claim to be free. They're not free. This is why you got to always stick with the word, stick with the word, stick with the word. You know, even if it's me. If I'm still having problems trying to figure something out, trying to wonder something out, I'm still struggling going up and back, then I have not opened myself up to the truth of God's word, or I have not been sitting under somebody teaching me the word of God. They've been teaching, but what have they been teaching? Because if they've been teaching the true word of God on the anointing will destroy every yoke. This is what the Bible talks about. You have people that ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. This is why you have the Bible said, you know, there is a people that form a God, but denying the power. They don't have any power. Not only do they have, don't have any power to live right, they don't have any power to set other people free. They can tell them how to get set free, but they cannot set them free. And we're not called just to tell people how to be free. We are called to be able to set them free. And he said, go and take the kingdom unto the people. But you have to have the kingdom within. You cannot have the kingdom within when you're operating still in a lot of flesh. And you can go back over in Galatians, the 5th chapter, I think 17 verse 9. That's one part of it, because there's other two. But it tells you about the flesh, how people operate in the flesh, and what the flesh is and what it consists of. And as long as anyone operating with any of those things, Scripture let them know they will not inherit the kingdom of God here. The things of God, that's not talking about going to heaven, because they're not going there either. But don't talk about the things of the kingdom. They cannot carry the healing virtue around with them. They cannot carry the peace of God around with them. They cannot carry the fruits of the Spirit around. They don't have them. They don't have any things of the kingdom within. This is why the Bible tells us to crucify the flesh and mortify the deeds of it, the working of the flesh. We have to, Jesus is not going to do it. Holy Spirit is not going to do it. We're going to have to do it. This is why the Bible tells us to submit to God and resist the devil, and the devil will have to flee. See, we people pray and ask for the Lord to help them do it. No, he already gave us what we need to do in the Word of God. When that opportunity comes and the enemy wants to operate in a fleshy thought, a fleshy mind, a fleshy attitude, the Scripture tells us we are supposed to submit to God and resist the devil. He's not gonna take us and make us do it. We're going to have to do it. But anyway, the Bible says, perverse disputing of men's a corrupt mind and destitute of truth. Supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. Okay, we know today you got a lot of people telling people about the gain, what they gain, that means that they're living righteous, what you possess, what you own, you know, the material world. They say that means that you're righteous, you are godly, you're living a pious life, you know, you're living the life of Christ, you know, and that means that you're somewhere in Christ. But of course, the Scripture, him, it tells us that these people, first of all, they're destitute of the truth. This is why a lot of times people, with the prosperity gospel and all this other stuff, people need to be withdraw themselves away from that. Or somebody that's going to just preach you stuff to make you feel good or make you feel that God wants you rich and this, that, and here you are destitute, or you're sick in, not only sick in body, you're sick in mind, you know, everything else. Because like I said, money cannot get us to in heaven. And when he wants us to be blessed, that's an area of our life. But he blessed us to be a blessing. He don't bless us just to have a mansion sitting on the hill. I'm not saying God won't give us that, but it's to a place when he gives it to us, we not put it above him or not put it above other people. Or sometimes what it is, what I see with a lot of people, if somebody else need a place to stay and somebody Christian got them home like that, they will not give nobody else a room to stay in there. They won't let them stay in there. They will let a drunken relative come in there, either a drug relative come in there before they will them, another Christian. But see, that's why God said, sometimes I can't give people stuff. But in the Bible, anyway, the Bible says, but godliness with contentment. Contentment is rest. It's peace in Christ. It's great gain. So what does that mean? When I'm living a godly life, I may have less. I may not have all this stuff that the natural person needs. But I have great gain because I have peace in what I'm living in. And a lot of times people don't understand, say, well, how can a person live like that and be happy? They're always happy. See, because they don't have to be happy to have things. Because happy, you know, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God come within you. And you can, when Christ is really in you, you flesh you crucified, you can live in a whole pen and have peace. Wherever it is, it's just not bothering you. And a lot of times Christians don't understand that. Well, how can they live like that? They should. God wants you to have this. God wants you to have that. He wants a relationship with him. That's what he wants. He wants a relationship with him. But he said, but we brought nothing to this world, and it is certain we can take nothing, carry nothing out. So why put all the focus on all this stuff? But yet still, my temple where the Christ was to live at, It is deteriorating. My spirit man is down all the time. I'm hurt all the time. I'm angered all the time. But people would forget about that and get that word in them or take the word and apply it to their life, but they'll really try to fix up. Not only the outward self also, but they'll try to fix up, you know, that house or the place to stay. You know, they do all that stuff. But yet still, the spirit man, where Christ lives, his spirit lives at, it's dilapidated. You know, it's sick. And that's the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's not the church building. But the Bible says, I'm going to read that again, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And this is what the eighth verse, and having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. And see, you know, I hear so much, and I know probably in my first beginning walk with the Lord, I probably did the same thing till I came to the reality of the truth, you know, complaining about because I didn't have what I used to have when I was in the world and eat what I used to eat. But I came to realize the truth, and I stopped doing that. And a lot of time in the world, when I was in the world, it's just certain things I wouldn't eat. Oh, I wouldn't want that. But you know, but once I began to go through and really didn't have a whole lot that he allowed it to be like that, I learned to eat what I had and be thankful. I learned to eat what I had. But the Bible says, and having food and raiment, let us therefore with be content. That's what he said. Let us be content. And so the thing what people don't understand is this. Okay, they want more. They want this. They want that. They want the other and all that stuff. And basically they have no peace because they're always praying, asking somebody to pray that they be protected, pray for this, pray for that, and pray for the other. But the Bible said, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, which is a trap, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts of passion, which drown men in destruction and perdition, but they're excluded from the kingdom of God. For the love of money is the root of all evil. While some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So the love of money, the Bible says, the root of all evil. Not some evil, but all evil. And it said, but thou, O man, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. This is what we should be reaching for, or following after, instead of the earthly good, the money, the things, you know, even with ourselves. Say, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God who quickened all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good profession, that thou keep this commandment unrebukable until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of the kings and the Lord of lords, who only has immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen, not can see, to whom be honor and power and everlasting. Amen. He said, I charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, not trust in uncertainty of riches, but in the living God who giveth us riches, all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good work, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, I mean, that give important to others, laying up in store for them, set a good foundation against the time to come, that they may be lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep thou that which is committed to any trust, avoid the profane and vain blabbering and opposition of the science, falsely so-called, which some professors have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee, amen. So we thank and praise God tonight for the word and what was brought forth. We thank and praise God for the one that did come on. But we're going to go ahead on now and go ahead on and log off early. tonight. We bless you all. We bless the one. We thank and praise God for all that he is and going to do. And this we ask in Jesus' name, amen, amen. So we're going to go ahead and log off.